Another BBS program. Today is Wednesday, and today's date is December 24th, 2014. Oh, we got a lot of twos. Well, but we'll just clear the date here. And we got a four. So here we go, and some ones. So let's clear away December, the 12 number. Getting rid of the controlling implants on that, if there are any. That's how they catch you. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And I will do the 24th. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And 2014. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll just do a clearing for people who may need something done. It might be anxieties or something going on. Everybody has their own little things happening, so here we go. Clearing that away, whatever you need to with anxieties, facing that one particular scene. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. And I will see if our co-host is on. Ann, are you out there, Ann?
I sure am. Hi, Ron, and good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Call. If you're a new listener, welcome. Ron's website is creationlightship.com, and there's much more information there you can check out. I was wondering, Ron, if you could just kind of check us all out, your audience, and make sure we're all in the now on the CLS Now timeline and clear so that we can really listen tonight to all your wonderful information.
Okay, so well, first everybody, check your finger. Do the finger exercise. So just take your index finger and point it up and have it about a foot from your nose here in front of you and move your hand automatically. Have your body do this here. You don't want to do it yourself. Just tell your body to do it and move your arm over and your body will do it fine. And it should be directly in front of you pointing up. If the finger is not and it's to your right or your left, means that you're not here listening, but you're not in this present moment, okay? So you may even have a delay coming to you from one timeline to the next. So move your finger so it's straight in front of you, and I'll do the Be Here Now clearing. Get you right into the present moment. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okie doke. And turn it back over to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you, Ron. So I hope that that helps everybody, really be present for this next hour, because it's a wonderful opportunity for everyone to be able to listen to you and access the energy from Creation Lightship. So last Monday, the 22nd, Ron gave us a wonderful healing call, and we all appreciate it so much, Ron, and I know everyone who was there. We had a huge turnout. A lot of people attended over there. Was a phone conference, but so many people took the time to write in, Ron, if it's okay with you, just for the beginning of the show here, I'd like to read their thanks and some of the testimonials that came in.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
Okay. And thank you all for writing in. On Monday's Light Codes and Releasing, I released some terrible emotionalism and also many octopuses. Great call. Unbelievable. Hi, Ron. Thank you so much for the Creation Lightship Overhaul. I was busy asking for repair of different parts of my aging frame, and those areas seem to be addressed, but also a few more I didn't ask for. My forearms ached for the first half of the call and now seem to have new energy. Very interesting. I felt very peaceful during the call, which turned into a pervasive relaxation near the end. My kitties are just flaked out, unable or unwilling to move. Sleep will happen for me, too, soon. That must be someone wrote that right after, really right after the call.
Yes.
Next one. Thank you, Ron, so very much for the call this evening. I haven't experienced that much relaxation in my body for a very long time. In the beginning of the call, I felt my limbs stretched out and elongated, and when the central nervous system was first worked on, my body temperature dropped considerably. I had to turn the heat up. Even my dog just zoned right out for about 2 hours and slept. That's really unusual. Would love to do this again. Okay, someone wrote, there was an amazing amount of energy pulling out dark blocks where the energy gets stuck. I feel like a limp, wrung-out dish rag right now. This is also right after the call. I bet I sleep really well tonight. So much energy was swirling around in and through me. I can't wait for tomorrow to try out my new lease on life. Thank you for your commitment and service. Another one, blockages vanished. Pain stopped. Life force energy flowed throughout my whole body. Was more successful at staying in the now and at peace throughout the whole call. A true gift of light. Thank you.
Sounds great. Thank you,
thank
everybody.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm still going here. Thank you for the call last night. What you gave was incredible. My hands are still tingling today. The skin on my face, throat, and body is tight and firm. Definitely structural change. Increase in healing in two areas of my body. Various healings are working faster. Feeling peace, just staying in it. Walking straight, which feels different. I believe I have lost weight, and a couple of lines around mouth and inner corner of eyes are gone. I look younger and feel it, too. I think there's more, but for now, thank you. Ron, I wanted you to know how we felt. We felt relaxed and peaceful. I think I gained 10 pounds, not lost. I did last night anyway. Thank you for Creation Lightship and this team of helpers. So that's interesting because you said some of us might feel much lighter, but apparently somebody felt heavier. Someone wrote, during the session I felt short periods of sustained pressure in various parts of my body. Adjustments were made to skull, jaw, pelvis, and tailbone. Could have even been more, but I don't recall. There were spots along one side of my spine that became noticeably warm for a short time. I could feel energy moving along the acupuncture meridians, bringing parts to life. There was a tingling throughout my body, especially in hands and feet. This was very relaxing so that I did not wish to move, not even to charge water. All in all, this call brought wonderful, very strong energy, not to be missed. Excuse me. Okay, there's a few other questions in here. Oh, someone writing to say they couldn't be on the call, and they're disappointed, of course, and they know that it's not like anything you've done in the past. And that's the second person now asking, Ron, do you think you'll do it again?
We'll see, I guess. I'll have to see. At this moment, I don't know. Remember, I only go like 2 days out.
Right.
I can't say. This one here is just like spur of the moment. I wanted to treat people with a little Christmas energy gift here with some healing. And so that's why it came up really quick and fast. And I'm surprised that we had that many people on. I was talking to you, Ann. I thought, if we get 10, 12 people, that'd be great. thank you all for the support, and hopefully you're all doing wonderful.
Oh, yeah. Just here's one from a longtime listener, Ron. Very amazing. Thank you. So much happened. Her elimination smelled very metallic and different. I felt a pinching or cutting behind my heart and lower kidney. Something was removed. And my wheezing went away, and I am breathing better. So that's really wonderful to hear. Wow, Ron really delivers. You are so generous. As everyone knows, the call went on for almost 3 hours. Ron wasn't sure at the beginning how long it would take, but we ended up being on there quite a long time. Okay. Okay, here's someone who just wrote in. I enjoyed the Body Rejuvenation conference call on Monday night. Today I had more energy waking up while walking up a hill in my neighborhood. Thank you for those 3 hours of healing, and I really needed the adrenal healing. Thanks again. And the water charging is my favorite part of these calls. And just one more. I felt the whole time like I was in a beautiful temple. The call was life-changing. I just have extreme gratitude for you and Creation Lightship. So thank you, Ron. I really wanted to read those so that I know everyone has appreciation for you, and thank you, folks, for writing in. How did you feel after the call, Ron? Did you feel like we all had a successful time?
I was actually still working with people. I think I went to bed about 2 or 2:30. At 25 people I was still working with. I worked with them all the way through half the next day. So.
Very interesting.
Oh, very good.
Wonderful. And that was such a wonderful experience for all of us to be up on the light ship and in separate rooms to be worked on. It just felt very special. And I can say for myself, I know how that one listener felt. I had glasses right next to me, and I just didn't even want to sit up to touch them, to hold on to them like we usually do for the water charging. So I just asked the light beings, please charge this glass, which works, I know. So, all right, anything else you want to talk about regarding Monday night, Ron, or shall we move on?
Well, we can probably move on here. So.
Okay, so just so you know and everyone knows. Oh, I should just real quick check the chat box here. A couple of people did comment that night. I felt a heat flush in my lower back during the teleconference, like it was energized. I feel fantastic. Having the water to drink was a big help. The gold water was especially sweet. Okay, so that's it. Some people went on the fast chat that night, Ron. So, okay. So now I'll go back to some of our other emails that have questions in them. I wanted to read. This has been in here a few days. Though the last week, a lovely listener sent in the quotes from the Bible, Ron. I don't know if you remember that, but we were talking about Jesus and Jesus saying how you just to be inside of yourself, not to look outside of yourself. And this lady sent in the quotes from the Bible. And she said she wanted to thank you that how great the calls are. She met you in New York at the expo. And she said to thank you, thank Ron so much for all he does. You can't imagine how much my life has changed since I learned about him. I met him at the expo, and he's such a very kind and gentle individual. So more thanks for you, Ron. And Ron has 3 expos coming up, so if you're interested in meeting Ron, please sign up for his emails, and you'll get information about him being in Los Angeles, San Francisco, and New York coming up in the winter and early spring. So back to, someone was asking, Ron, if you could talk a little bit more, let me just get to this email, about this kind of season that it's Christmas. Here we go. Can you discuss Jesus and the Christian teachings about Jesus and Christmas and Hanukkah a little, and the winter solstice, and kind of what's going on this year, and how that relates to the Creation Lightship mission?
Oh, boy. What I'm mainly dealing with right now, which would be the Lightship mission, we'll just say that, would be getting rid of the aliens that are taking away your free will, free choice. Working maybe the last couple of weeks around Brazil, waters out there, there's a really very, very, very large alien facility there. A lot of work there, taking out chips and things that would be coming forward to harm us in the maybe actually being used now. Oh, that's what we've been working with, rooting out these aliens that are trying to take over the planet. So that's kind of where we are with that. If you've noticed, there's a lot more clones now. Clones are here, and they don't know what to do at Christmas. I'm kind of noticing they're all buying things, but not understanding why they're buying them, but the program is activated. I haven't seen that many, I don't go out that often, but I haven't seen people, like in the old days, like remember seeing people having a shopping cart full of stuff, you know. I don't see that now. Now it's just like they have the little plastic bag in their hand, you know. So it would look like they're buying stocking stuffers as opposed to buying large gifts. So I don't know if that's true for everybody that you've seen, but they're trying to bring in more clones now. That was started first a few days ago. Well, if you feel people being like in a lot of peace, we'll say, being calm, it's just because that's when what they are. They don't have any programs running. Just kind of going by whatever mass consciousness is giving them and programs to experience life here. Very, very hard for myself to find a human. Okay. So I would probably go out on a limb and say that about every 1,000 person I see, maybe one of those people out of 1,000 would be a human. So that's is going to be getting possibly worse. So you want to definitely do the mind of heart drop and not get off on timelines. So, and just look around. And, you know, what I noticed is that one of the stores that I drive by has a cardboard picture of a life-sized person window. That has possibly more energy on it than the people walking in front of the store. So either it's for mind control transmissions from that particular picture, and I think you know what I'm talking about. A lot of stores will put these up now. You know, you walk in and this thing is at the front door, or they put it at the end of aisles, and it may or, you know, people shoplifting because they think something's watching them. Very possibly it is through this. But notice they have a lot of energy because it's probably a real person they took the picture of by accident. Or they did that and put energy into it, that it would radiate energy. But it has more energy that I've seen than people in the store. Experienced that, Anne?
Yeah, I know that I've seen, yeah, I have. I know what you're talking about. I don't go into too many stores, though, Ron. I've just noticed a lot of clones. and that when you ask a simple question to people in stores and that kind of thing, they can't answer you and they stop in the middle of a sentence, like they can't quite get to their full thought out and that kind of thing. That's what I've noticed more. But I'm not, you know, involved in anything Christmassy, but I do know what you mean.
I think we only have that maybe left of today and tomorrow for the Merry Christmas. Ask somebody what's so merry about Christmas. I don't know what they would say. Who's merry? You know?
Right, right. And well, and someone wrote in, I think, last week about, you know, people asking you, are you ready for Christmas? Yeah. I mean, what is that supposed to mean?
Yeah, so I think the clones are just doing follow the leader. Oh, you know, they follow the program. Oh, yeah, we got to go to the store to buy something. I don't know why I'm buying it, but, oh, it's Christmas, isn't it? And we got to buy something because we have to exchange gifts. I just heard about that last week. Oh, and now I got to buy some gifts. And they don't have a clue of what it's about, but it's the program. Oh, so, you know, it'll be interesting how much items get returned after Christmas. Because maybe they're buying things they don't know how to use. You know, how come I got this, you know? I don't understand what it is. But we'll see what happens. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, yes. Thank you, Ron. Did being on the call on Monday, was it, or is it that people who are doing the creation lightship clearings are pretty much all humans? And if not, like, did any clones sign up for the call, and did they now become more human?
It was like about 5 clones possibly were on the call. They're getting more of the human blueprint put in them. They probably already have it. And now they're human, where before they were a cloned replica. So, yeah, I would say that's it. So what I have to explain is that we're still being, or you guys anywhere, being taken every 10 minutes and refabricated and brought down here. So that's, you know, that's the way the human race is now. But the true clone is the one that we talk about when we say cloning. Clones, that's the ones that are not human. And they may bleed, they may have internal organs, but they don't have a spirit. And they all look, you know, different, you know, when you look at them, because they don't have any glow. Our field is like Zippo, you know, they don't have nothing. But yet they smile and they kind of walk around, and you can't even feel any aches or pains on them, typically. They just feel neutered to me, in a sense. I don't know if that's the right word to use, but... they're in the movie set. But you're watching the movie set, and at times you can go into the movie set and interact with them, which is what you're probably doing, purchasing something, or somebody bumps into you, then you're interacting into the movie set. But typically, you're going to be just there observing most of the time. As these things are walking in front of you and around you, you're going to be in your own space, in the now, but they have to create the now that you're living in around you. So you have to be in that movie set to exist here. So it's a little hard to explain, but if you catch on and you see that man, these people just don't feel right to me. And they, you know, not like the old days, you know. So it's just completely different. In fact, you could probably even watch an older movie. Kind of think of some of the old ones, I don't know, used to be on TV maybe in the 60s, 50s and 60s, and all kinds of energy there. You know, watch an old movie that has maybe horses in it, you know. It might even be a black and white one, you know, but some of the old TV programs too. Oh, Johnny Carson or something in the old days, you know, and you're going to notice, yeah, this energy between the people, and they're exchanging and using the energy, you know, because they kind of ride off each person's energy. You may have noticed that. One person will say something, and that energy will come to them, and that'll kind of maybe catapult them into an answer with more energy on it, because they're riding on with a person's energy and expressing more energy into it. So you have this dynamic between two people. Those dynamics are not here now. Notice, it's, you know, going, like I bought something today at the store, grocery store, and the lady just kind of was there. Well, I paid her, Merry Christmas. I go, you know, I just looked at her, you know, and kind of, oh, you know, walked away, but there was really no energy there. I could have just been at actually a virtual reality teller, you know, where I'd be pushing, you know, the screen, like on your cell phone, you know, typing in what I bought, even scanning it with my phone, and just having this person there, kind of like smiling, you know, or whatever. And it would have been the same interaction. No more real dynamics between people, which means that they're really, they're not thinking, and they're not creating that energy that people can build off of in the old days. Remember that, Ann? One of the people are relating to what I'm saying.
Yeah, I do. I understand that it was more of a connection or something real and authentic.
So that's where we are now. So what's going to happen at the first of the year? Well, we already had a ritual. People probably did the 21st ritual of the shortest day also, so that could have happened. Probably lost more of them. We'll say, well, where did they go? Well, they're probably on the alien buffet table right now. They'll bring in a replica, a true 100% clone, so their family members don't miss them. And then from there, what's going to happen the first of the year? It feels like the timelines of the first of the year are really going to be goofed up to me. That's sort of like looking there, and it just feels like a whole new paradigm, whole new energy system going to be brought in here. So hopefully, aliens that are probably doing this in the underground of Brazil and elsewhere, on Venus and Mars and the Moon, hopefully those energies will be dampened or taken out. A lot of really strong battles going on now. So anyway, that's about what I can tell you.
So we all better be really careful and stay on the CLS Now timeline, right, Ron?
Just stay in the present moment. Oh, remember, you're protecting your spirit. So don't go out drunk, because they'll take you. Once you're gone, that'll probably be it. Goodbye, Charlie, you know? Because that's their main thing. They got all those fish hooks out for people, and, you know, that instantaneous gratification or whatever, well, that's what they want to get, is to get you so that you're not conscious, hold your spirit energy. Well, just be aware. Keep doing the mind a heart drop. If they really cannot get you, in the present moment, you're in a whole different sequence of energy. Remember, now energy is source energy. Everything else on timelines is darkness. So you have two different energy systems here. When you go into their energy system, and that's where they can mess with you and probably take you out. So, place you. Oh, back to you.
So everybody should kind of lay low over this. When anything is going on societally or culturally, we should just be as checked out of it as possible, wouldn't you say, Ron?
Yeah, if you can, yeah. Just stay home and keep yourself in the present moment, you know. Check out your finger exercise. Do the mind a heart drop. These are not complicated things to do. Well, 15 seconds could save your life. Literally.
One listener wrote in, Ron, and speaking directly to this, Ron, it is so wonderful to have these tools to stay in peace and heart-centered this time of year. I never liked or felt comfortable as a child, and as an adult, people would play Christmas music or go shopping at the malls to get into the Christmas spirit, always looking outside of themselves. Interesting. Glad to be here in the now. So I think everyone who listens to you and who is familiar with Creation Lightship really appreciates everything you've taught us, Ron, and all the clearings. Okay, one commenter, this is true, people shop online. That's part of the reason we're not seeing people so much in the stores anymore. Someone wrote in, a customer today, so maybe this person works in a store, had two little daughters with him, and I swear the girls were clones, quiet, no energy coming from them, and they looked at me in a way that made me feel like I was being watched.
Yeah, they probably doing that, yeah. Cameras probably are activated.
Oh, and one listener saying we better timeline crash the new year. Would that be a good idea?
Yes, that would be good. That'd probably be very good.
Oh. Okay. One listener wrote in, they had the earth protection clearing going, as I'm sure a lot of people did. That's one of Ron's free clearings on his website. And this listener wrote in, winter solstice ceremonies to be protected from them. So that was a great idea.
That's very good.
Yeah.
I look at the app, they intercept you, you know, so check that out.
Right. Can we do a, I was just thinking, I heard a story about someone who went into an office that she goes to every once in a while, and the people there were like, well, very rude and almost mean. Are those clones? Because you always say how they're calm and docile, or is that just some other kind of attack going on to that person?
Attack going on. They may have new ways of putting in energy of clones that are angry or upset, you know, or don't like you.
Mm-hmm. So can we do some, maybe a sample of clearing that off of people in case anyone else had an experience like that?
Sure. So here we go. Facing that. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. A little heavy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okie doke. So back to you.
Okay. And someone was asking your New Year's call when it is, and it's January 4th this year when you're going to bring in the energies of the 12 coming months. So that'll be interesting, Ron. And another opportunity for us to, you know, probably stay more present and more here. I was thinking, since we talked a lot about alien energies, could we just maybe do a couple of sample healings, maybe a sample of the emotional body, maybe a fear clearing for people?
Okay, so here we go. In that energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, just see if that helped you.
Thank you, Ron. And so that was for something, an incident that someone may have had, right?
Yes, uh-huh. You have to think of your incident.
And what about...
another one. We'll go back in time. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Okay, that felt wonderful. Okay, we have a testimonial about the 2000 year darkness barcode removal. That is another free clearing that Ron gives us very generously on his website. and that he recommends very strongly that we do for ourselves. And I think you've said, Ron, to keep doing it like every once in a while, right? It's not one of those things that you do it once and you're complete.
It's always best to reduce some of those free clearings off and on, you know?
Okay. Is there anything else you want to say about the 2,000-year darkness barcode?
Oh, it's very good. I would do it maybe every couple months on yourself even. They have something that, you know, kind of crops up. And it's very good to do it on people around you that you're going to be with all the time because it may take away some of those rough edges.
Right.
Back to you.
Okay. Well, I want to just read this nice testimonial a listener sent in. It's kind of long, so I'm going to edit a little. But she went to a family gathering for a sweet 16 party of a niece who she had done the emotional whole life clearing for when she was 8, and also had done the 2,000-year darkness barcode removal on all her nieces and nephews. I don't know how many that is, but of her brothers and sisters. And what a difference this time in their behavior. So mature and harmonious with each other, as if they had more of their spirits. One older niece was pregnant when I did hers, so I assume the baby got the clearing, as I did not know her name at the time. She was very vibrant and full of spirit. We'll do it anyway for her, the whole life emotional clearing, just in case, as well as my other niece's children. I'm sure, and this listener says, I'm sure if anyone is getting together with family and friends, this clearing would be beneficial. So, and another one, I forgot, in February for the Chinese New Year family gathering also went very smoothly as a result of doing this clearing this last holiday season. So that's some really great advice for people, and it's so easy to do clearings for children, or I should say, so, you know, if a baby's an infant, you can clear them for $5 if they're newly born, right, Ron, and start them off on the right foot here.
Yes, that's correct, yeah.
So they don't gather up too much. What a nice present. That's all I did for people this season. I said that before. I gave them Creation Light Chips healing. Some of them knew about it and some of them didn't. What other free healings are a good idea, Ron, to do, or not even just free healings, but healings if you have to go to something, you know, like a big holiday dinner or something, what's some good healings to do?
Well, if you're going to go to some place, you may want to do the a clone to light clearing. That's one you could do. You have to email that a request, so I'll need to get that on an email from people. That way, the people that you're seeing, they may actually become real versus a clone. That could help you out somewhat. From there, energetic cording is a big one, and you may also want to do the Be Here Now clearing for everybody. I don't know if the Be Here Now clearing is going to affect a clone. They're already here in the darkness. You're walking timelines with your light. And the clones may not know how to respond to you. And you may have the same situation trying to respond to them because they're not making any sense to you. But, I don't think the clones are going to get really angry with you. Or maybe have a confrontation because they not have all those programs in them like a human would have. Remember, humans have emotions. These clone replicas don't have that much of that. You may become more off balance than a clone would be. Newer clones are getting sassier, and they are, getting redone. That's kind of what I'm a little concerned with at the first of the year, is they probably all get re-abducted and brought back here, maybe during their sleeping time. And from there, we don't know what's going to happen January, because there'll be new timelines for them. They may be doing a completely brand new system restall, and then we got to learn how to live here in the clone reality, unless you can stay in the present moment. I think you're going to be seeing a lot of things changing next year, 2015, where you have humans contrast or versus, we'll say, the clones and whatever else they can bring in here. Oh, back to you.
Okay, Ron. I forgot to say this earlier, and I heard it from someone else too. I live in a city, and I do feel like things are very quiet. Starting last weekend, it's just been, now maybe it's only because of the Christmas season, but I do feel like, you know, a lot of people got taken maybe on the 21st. And someone suggested a space clearing. I had the same thought. If you do have to go to some kind of a holiday party or some place where you're kind of going to be stuck for the day and don't know who's going to be there. So did you say, Ron, that we're just on such different timelines than the clones that it's going to be hard for us to communicate with them?
Oh, you're going to be on the now timeline. Clones won't be able to come into it. Remember, the clones cannot come into your light timeline. Not created from light. They know nothing about light. You're stepping into the hologram of the darkness with your light. So they're not going to come into yours. They don't even know how to get there. You're going to be able to go into both timelines now, and then also choosing to go into the timelines the clones are. So if you have any business dealings or just anything at all, we'll just use the word business dealings, realize that you're going to be going into the darkness timeline, attempting to educate the clones, we'll say, you know, the clones that don't know much about what you're trying to do. It could be very frustrating. Unless you get a clone that understands it a little bit, it may be asked to have that clone replaced. That's a possibility. I don't know if it would work, but you could ask to get a smarter clone, and even one of yourself, because the ones that they're making from you every 10 minutes, they can make a mistake and give you one that's not too smart and makes mistakes. So you could ask for yourself, have that alien race say, I want to get a really, really smart clone. People have given testimonials on that, that they thought one day they woke up, they're pretty dumb, bummed out or something, and they asked for a better one, and sure enough, in 10 minutes, they got their act together. So remember, you're made out of the dung pile, and, you know, and you're really you in minutes, a couple hours a month. But the real clones don't have that advantage. Back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. So if we run the clone to light clearing for ourselves, we put our name in, could we then write in there smart clone or smarter clones, please? And would that help?
Yeah, you might try that. You could try it. I just don't like working that way too much, you know, because you want to get more of you back. So
right.
That could be a way of looking at it.
So better to just say that command out loud, I want a smarter clone brought into me, than to put it on a creation light chip.
Wait up to 10 minutes because something should happen.
Okay. Now, you have given us a link, free links, to the clone to light and alien to light clearings in the past, and you did say again people need to request it. So would you like people to send that request to CLS Questions or to Creation Lightship, to you directly?
CLS Questions.
Okay, so then if we get requests here at the question emails, we can just send them out, Ron. Then do you want us to forward the email to you?
What we'll do is, why don't we just tabulate, maybe do it for about a week, and then we'll just do one email.
Okay.
To the people.
Okay. So if you are interested in accessing those free clearings, if you don't have them already, just send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll send them out. Okay, someone is saying on the fast chat they can't find someone to fix their car. That means they're running into a lot of clones.
Yeah, very possibly. It's sort of like in the old days, okay, or, you know, like talking about cars, if you notice the, had a transition from cars. We had a car with a carburetor, and, you know, that was used for ages, right? All of a sudden, within a short amount of time, it created electronic cars, okay? All of a sudden, the regular, ordinary mechanic went, I don't know how to fix this. No. And they would have to buy a whole bunch of new equipment to diagnose or to at least figure out how the car is working, typically. Not sure they could probably go on YouTube now, but back then, it was like a big challenge because the cars are really made, so you had to go to the dealer and pay their prices to get the car fixed. So it was like a transition from normal product that everybody had, like humans, to the electronic, artificial intelligent computerized cars. Okay, just like clones. So that's kind of how you have to look at life here. The same thing happened in the early days when you had electronics with vacuum tubes, and they brought out transistors known as solid state, and then they went into integrated circuits and things. So at that point, the old TV repairmen and people who knew how to place a tube, but they didn't have any knowledge on circuitry, couldn't fix anything because now it was transistor solid state technology. So it's the same process. Things became more electronic, we'll say, versus hardware items. So just think of the clones now. The new clones that are out now might be the generation to where the aliens think that they're the hardware ones. Like, oh, this clone doesn't do what we want it to do. It doesn't end up programmed on enough memory. Now, the RAM isn't any good. The hard drive isn't working well. We're going to put in a brand new one. So it might go from mechanical clone that's here now. You guys sort of see them, right? Because they can only do so much. Oh, well, if you talk to them so long, all they're going to do is nod in their head, okay? Kind of like the little dolls that people had on their dashboards, you know, in the old days, you know, nodding their heads back and forth. And with the spring on it, you know. And now, you know, with the new model coming in, I'd be able to integrate a little better here, or it'd be a brand new program where you have to figure out how to, you know, interface with the clones. Anyway, back to you, Anne.
Thank you, Ron. Now, I have another question about clones. If you're... You know, we are in the light, staying in the now, and they can't interact with us. But do clones want to, are they going to be like vampire-ish? Do they want the light, or are they just completely more like a robot and they don't even care or notice the light?
Well, all they have is what they know, okay? And they don't know about the light. And they don't, they're run by a program. So unless they get educated, know about the light, oh, it's out of their realm of experience. It would be like somebody being a living on land, not knowing what the ocean is like. Oh, all of a sudden you see the ocean, you go, what's this? It's a scene desert, you know. I don't know what the ocean is. Oh, there's water there? Oh, okay. I got to learn about water, you know. I drink the salt water. Well, you might try it a couple times and not like it. Well, that's not for me, you know. And so you have to look at it. They don't know what the light is. They don't have it in their vocabulary. They read about it, but they have no way to experience it. Try to experience it, they would not even know it, because there's no way for them to use the light energy in their body. They're not created from light. So I guess it's like that old joke they used to say, you're as dumb as a pole. No, you're just like a pole, you know. So that's the way they are. They have their own program. So in their own system of programs, probably going to be outdated now and get some new programs put into them. The old model, which kind of bothers me somewhat, this may sound a little different, but what do they do with all these poor clones that they get rid of? Do they have a clone graveyard or something? They throw them in there and they just turn them off, take out their batteries or something, you know? A waste of technology. I don't know what they do with them. But, I won't get into that, but it's still a creation. I hope that the aliens at least honor the creation. I doubt it. I don't know if they want to eat him or not. You know, they probably don't, but maybe they do. Maybe they got a on buffet people someplace. Anyway, back to you.
Well, and I know that, I know you've said this in the past, that the reason people felt such a dramatic healing from Monday night is they were being dealt with by who created them, which was Creation Lightship and the light. And so these clones are not created by Creation Lightship, and they don't have that. So it kind of sounds like they're not going to really hurt us. They're going to be difficult to deal with, and if we're not careful, we could get hurt, but they're not like out to get us, attack us, or kill us, or take our spirit or anything.
Well,
is that
I think possibly, I can't say this is true, but I think possibly probably using the clones for the different things going on in the news the last couple of months, and I won't go too far into that. Those could be all clone replicas being used for that. So anyway, I don't want to get out there with that stuff, but you all know what I'm talking about.
So does that mean they could be being used to make
anyway,
us react emotionally? Right.
It may look like emotions. It just may just be a program. No? Well, they may just be using a program to do things that normally would not be done. Considered. So, back to you.
Wow, thank you. Okay, someone had a question about, this is very interesting, are we allowed to use the clone light infusion process for others or only ourselves?
You could use it for others. That would be fine.
Right.
And, you know, expect that your day's going to hell in a handbasket or something, you know. I don't know what's going on. Feel kind of like, geez, you know, this is really bad. Not doing very well. Then do that clearing for yourself. I just pop back in here.
Right. Okay, well, someone's asking another question about this. If I have this up, meaning the clone to light, round the clock, will clones have trouble coming out of me or affecting me since they can't be in the now of CLS and vice versa, I can't be in their darkness?
Well, when you do the clearing, your body is being reformed back into light. So taking a clone and make it into source energy. That's what's happening. And bilocated to the light ship, and you're being recreated in the image of what you were before, and now you have a blueprint that is of light versus a blueprint from the aliens that would be of non-light.
Okay, that's fascinating, Ron. So if you feel you have a friend, maybe, or a neighbor, or maybe even live with someone who's a clone.
Or a dog.
Or a dog or a cat. You could put the clone to light on, and they might actually get more of their spirit back into them, or they might become of the light again.
Yes, uh-huh.
Well, that would be wonderful. Okay. All right. What else could we do, Ron? We're getting quite near the end of the show already. Is there any other sample healings we could do for people? Can you feel anything that we listeners might need?
No, just do the mind to heart drop. We could do that here.
Okay.
Close the show with it. Anything else you want to add there?
No, I think let me just give one more quick check to the fast chat. Oh, so someone said, so can we do the clone to light 24/7 for ourselves?
Yes, you could, uh-huh.
Okay. Oh, can we please have a computer clearing? Yes, someone wrote in, a longtime listener, that they had a terrible storm somewhere in the Midwest, and it took out a lot of computers and electrical things and everything, and they kind of wanted you to know about that to see if there was any way you could help in that area, but also they've lost their, can you do a computer clearing? Most people probably are listening on their computers.
Yes, here we go. So all I can say is to do the, you know, the gray sky clearing. That's about all that we have to offer that may help something. Oh, do timeline crashes on your situation. You know, I know there's some pretty bad storms out there that I've heard about, but they're doing timeline crashes. You probably won't be able to go back in time and fix, you know, the devastation, but you might be able to take away energy of all the attic and energies and sorrow and stuff that bring and brought to everybody, okay? Well, up with that. So here we go. This do a clearing, I guess, for people's computers. This sometimes helps a lot. I've said it has. So here we go. So we'll take your computer, which we'll say is a clone computer. Make it real. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's feeling better. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. So your computer now is probably more real than what it was. Or real. The original one that you had, you know, it's going to have energy on it. You might look at it. If you want to take some flowers in your room, that you know, you have in a vase with water, not ones that are fake flowers, although your flowers now are fake in water, we'll make those real. So here we go. Get your flowers or your plant. Just pick one. Go stronger, 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 making it real now. Stronger, 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 and stronger. That should be radiating energy now. Okay, let's do the mind of heart drop. So this, you have to command your spirit to take your thoughts in your head, go into your heart with them. Here we go, dropping down, and I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Hey, everybody, thank you, blessings, and tomorrow we're going to have our clone call, getting rid of the clone replicas out of you that are causing you problems, making you more real. That's Thursdays at 5:30 Pacific, $20. Well, thank you, and our next BBS program will be on Friday, our normal night, on Station 2. Thank you, Ann. See you later, everybody.
Thank you, Ron. Bye, all.